Hi, my name's Sally Ann Russell, and I've come up to Melbourne to beautiful, bright, sunny Albury to sing at the beautiful Adamshurst Estate. And I'm here with Joanna Cole, and we are going to sing the Pergolesi Stabat Mater.
We're sitting here at the historic Adamshurst, and I've been watching you in the ballroom with the, I think, the oldest organ in Australia now, rehearsing. How have the rehearsals gone so far and who's involved?
Well, I've got to say, firstly, and what a mighty fine ballroom it is. Pretty special, and it's very exciting because this has been the refurbishment of the organ. So it's a special day for all of us here, actually, to be able to hear this wonderful organ in action and actually that it's been restored, which is fantastic. Rehearsals have been going really well. We've had a pretty quick turnaround. We've just met up a couple of days ago. And I'm singing with Joanna Cole, who is a completely magnificent soprano. I'm sure you're all aware of her exquisite tones. And then we've got a beautiful string quartet of locals, I'm pretty sure. We've got Kaori Sparks on violin, Damien Jones on violin, Catherine Hopkins on cello, and Katrina Biles on viola. And we've got Dr. Alan Beavis on the organ, and John Ross, OAM, I believe, who is conducting us, which is pretty special.
Dr. Alan Beavis, I know, he was the master of New College. He was the former head of St. Andrew's Cathedral School. He's been doing a lot of work here to foster organ work, and in fact, this leads us to the Music Foundation. What do you know of the Music Foundation so far?
It sounds like it's a very active community, and it sounds like there's a lot of support locally. Just hearing the local choir this morning at St. Matthew's Church, there seems to be a lot of involvement from local Albury High School, for example, and I think a lot of people are really interested in music in general, so I think that's it's an important part for performers, singers, vocalists, musicians, whatever we do. There's often, it costs a lot of money to be able to learn our instrument or our craft, we'll put it that way. And I think people would be amazed at the amount of time and dedication that actually goes into creating a performer in general. You go and do a degree, it's quite a long-winded process, and musicians, I think we develop slowly. It's all very well to have these lovely Top of the Pops hits and the vocal talents of finding stars overnight, but I think, orchestral players and opera singers, it's a slow process. So I think what's happening here in Albury is a very special thing, and I think the rest of Australia could really learn a lot from this. I mean, there's so much goodwill and just things in general going on to support music in Australia.
We sat in church Sunday and we saw students from the high school sing for Anzac Day. There was another student, she played the bagpipes as well with the Lutuno organ, which is a very fine pipe organ, one of the finest organs in the country. There was a lot of community focus, and I notice myself that Albury seems to be quite a centre. Now, Father Peter has an idea of establishing bursaries to educate young people. It's probably a good idea, isn't it?
I think it's a marvellous idea. Marvellous, in fact. And I think what's even more marvellous is that there are plots, to establish a festival here next year, 2016. Watch this space. So we're developing a series, and I think there's going to be some really exciting projects happening. We're looking at having a 4 or 5... concert series, possibly at Adamshurst, maybe in other venues. We're not quite sure yet. It's yet to be sort of completely finalised. But I think it will also involve local performers as well, and I think that's really important.
I'm Father Peter McLeod-Miller. I'm the Archdeacon of Albury.
Now, that little organ which sits inside this historic house, roughly how old are we talking?
Well, it might be perhaps the same time that Captain Cook was looking at Australia, I think. Mm.
So we're looking right back into the 18th century at some point.
Oh, it's the 18th century, and that's particularly exciting because it is thought that this might be, and it's yet to be proven, but nevertheless, there's considered opinion that says this is the most historic, the oldest pipe organ in Australia.
You are holding this concert, though, today in relation to music foundations and to the music work you do here in the Albury area. Tell us a little bit how it all relates.
It's particularly about giving opportunities to kids from rural Australia and for country kids. And the thought is that you might be able to grow up in Albury and yet have a career on an international stage. And the only way that can happen is if someone gives you a real hand. And it's up to those people who are interested in the cultural and musical young life of Albury to step forward and help them.
Now, I've seen organists of 12 who are playing away happily here, young Tom. I've seen flautists, I've seen violinists, I've seen recorder players, I've seen all sorts of people wander through here, a bagpiper today.
Yeah, guitar players.
How are you finding all these people and what... How do these networks work for you here in Albury?
I think because people in the country are so attuned to a musical opportunity because they read about it from the city. And so when something comes into their own community, I think they instantly have their antennas are up and they think, yes, this could be something for me. And so it's very exciting. And people around them also think, yes, this could be a passport to somewhere, a musical passport, out of Albury and into an international place. And so it's really quite exciting.
Now, there are plans afoot for perhaps even a festival next year. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'd love to think that one of our young organists might be playing, but also perhaps an international organist already said that he would like to come and play. And Sally Ann Russell and Joanna Cole, who are... great names within Opera Australia, have suggested that we could have something really exciting here with the fantastic, in St Matthew's, wonderful acoustic and modern great Latorno pipe organ, as well as this smaller historic instrument, and the various spaces that we have, the big choir that we have, 45 people within our own choir at St Matthew's, and... just using all the artistic passion of the area with our new art gallery just about to open to kickstart a music festival.
We're standing here in a rather remarkable front, yard. It's sort of like a front field, really, with a very large fountain with two bronze elephants and a very impressive house, which reminds me of the Indian Raj. Tell us a little bit about this venue, Adamshurst.
Well, it is exotic. When it was first built in 1880 and then 1906, it must have really had a wow factor in rural Australia where it is. And they say that this is unique in Australia, and I'm sure that it is. It was built, I think, to impress somebody's second wife. I think when George Adams, who was the proprietor of the largest regional newspaper in Australia, his first wife had died. His second wife was younger than his youngest child, and I think he wanted to show that he meant business. And she'd had some growing up in India, and he wanted to build her something like a little Indian palace. So his first wife had to put up with everything, and his second wife only had to put up with him. it is a very exotic location, and you can hear the fountain playing in the background, the elephants, and the very Moorish cupolas there, and very, very interesting. And in fact, the garden itself is the only heritage listed garden in Albury, and it's full of references to India. So Indian trees, a big, huge Indian cedar, Indian palms, Indian lilacs, and a great exotic range of colonial property, Raj garden.
Now since you've moved here, you are undergoing quite a lot of restoration. There's quite a lot of faithful restoration going on here, isn't there?
It's trying to bring it back to its glory days as a residence. And to think that Melba sang in Albury, she probably sang here. We had a great number of people as they would stop in Albury, being the largest or the longest railway station in the country. And so, in fact, Melba came to Albury, I think, three times. Twice she sang and once she was dead. And so we're going to have a concert very shortly on her birthday, to celebrate Melba's return after such a long time. And Anne Blaney, who wrote I Am Melba, and Geoffrey Blaney and some of the stars of Opera Australia are going to come and bring Melba alive again.